Live from KQED News, I'm Kate Wolf. The union representing behavioral health workers at Kaiser Permanente Medical Facilities in California is alleging the healthcare giant has illegally canceled thousands of behavioral health appointments. This comes as over 2,000 Kaiser therapists and counselors are expected to strike Monday. Fred Seavey is with the National Union of Healthcare Workers, which filed the complaint with state regulators on Thursday. He says state law requires Kaiser to offer care through out-of-network providers if it's unable to care for them, but they haven't.
Kaiser canceled a crisis stabilization group, which is designed for patients with a serious mental illness and complex sort of conditions that include suicidal ideation. These are fragile patients that require timely treatment and consistent treatment.
Kaiser says the allegations aren't true. Jury selection begins this week in a lawsuit alleging San Jose police used excessive force and violated the civil rights of a man they shot and killed in 2017. 33-year-old Jacob Dominguez was fatally shot by San Jose police during a traffic stop. Police say they thought he was reaching for a weapon, but Dominguez was unarmed. His aunt, Rosie Chavez, says she's been pushing for years to get this case in front of a jury.
You know, he's not a high-profile case, and that's okay. But he had a family who loved him, and we knew the person he was.
Opening statements in the trial are expected to begin on Friday. I'm Kate Wolf, KQED News.